The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything's EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC. My name is Maceo, and I am your host, and Happy New Year. It is the last day of 2017, and I am prepared to give the final show to you today. As soon as I am done recording this, I'm going to post Tony's last show and this last show, and we will be done for 2017 with Everything EHC. I am currently in my Midtown Sacramento apartment. I'll get to that in a little bit later on in the show. It is currently about 2:06 Pacific time, California here. Seahawks are currently playing for a playoff spot. We need Atlanta Falcons to lose. Okay. So, hello. Nice to be back on the air after such a long, more than 90-day hiatus. So much has happened. Wow. So we're going to do a little bit of past, a little bit of present, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the future, close out this awesome thing that we got to do this year, this podcast called Everything EHC. All right. So my summer was spectacular. Tony talks about a gold medal summer in our final interview with him in the last podcast. It certainly was. I can't emphasize enough. The summer was amazing. Doing new things, doing old things. I just had a great summer. EHC style. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So my personal overall EHC, Everything EHC experience. I'm looking at my notes. Okay, my personal Everything EHC experience. Well, I mean, we got to talk to over 120 folks. My goal was for 50 shows over the summer. We obviously have done 71 total. I feel pretty good about that. Nobody made the editing too hard. I felt like I was learning from my mistakes as we were moving along quickly. And although I felt like it was super successful, there are things that I could do and will try to do better. I will continue to talk about the future of Everything EHC closer to the end of the show. Now we're going to talk about... let's see. So my wife and I were living at camp in an RV. We had a goal to leave camp in our RV and go drive around and explore, possibly visit our families. It didn't work out. We tried it. It didn't work out. So we sold the RV and left camp and moved back to regular Sacramento. We were in West Sacramento before. Now we're in Midtown. And it has been proven to be successful, changing our plans. Everything is good. We are settled in nicely. And now that brings me to, you know, this thing that happened with the fire at Enchanted Hills Camp. A tragedy, yes. There was some intense things going on. As soon as we moved into our apartment, we were trying to feel good about our transition, and these fires were happening all over. It was on the news every day. Obviously, there were whole neighborhoods demolished, totally gone all the way. And, of course, our beloved Enchanted Hills Camp was affected by these fires, and some structures were burned. If you're not familiar with that, you can definitely go to the Lighthouse for the Blind of San Francisco and look at all the information and the pictures. I'm going to talk more about, you know, our experience briefly, which was sitting here wondering what was happening, seeing the social media blowing up and people worrying, very proud of the Lighthouse with their updates as much as they could, as well as Tony Fletcher keeping everybody calm on social media and letting them know that no matter what happens, we were all in this together, so to speak. Then the fire was over. We obviously found out what the damage was. Matthew Beard and his girlfriend and Chris Boyd and Jessica, our lifeguard, LJ. Kristen is Matt's girlfriend's name. And of course, Israel. Good luck to Israel, who has just went on his way. I heard last that he was just going to do some world traveling. Good luck to Israel. We're thinking about you, Chico, here at the end of the year on everything EHC. All right. So Matt, Kristen, Chris, and LJ lost their personal belongings and all the things that were there. That was one of the structures that burned down. And I just wanted to pass on the information that I was chatting with Chris yesterday, and he is very hopeful, chatting online with him, and he is very hopeful to be back at EHC in the future, already working towards those goals and that progress. And that's a lot of devotion to something. You could certainly have hard feelings or feel bad about what has happened, but I know a lot of people rebuild their homes, get their life back together, no matter what happens, and definitely EHC strong, I guess, is something we might be able to say. Okay, so we were sitting here wondering what was going on with the fires, and the lighthouse was giving us this good information as much as they could, and then we saw the pictures coming in. And now, those are all the bad things. Now it's just up we go. As Tony has said many times in his comments, that the Phoenix will rise from the ashes. And I have some more information on that very soon. If you would like to donate to Enchanted Hills Camp, the link is at maceo.net on everything EHC page. And that is maceo.net right here where you're listening to everything EHC. I will have a link for the donation info to everything EHC. And so Kate and I were here worrying about what was going on with the fires, and we got all this information, and we could finally settle into our place and know that the Enchanted Hills Camp was going to be rebuilt building. All right, so now we're going to talk a little bit about the future of camp. And I had the opportunity to speak with Tony on the phone just before the lighthouse went for the break. And I just asked him a few simple, brief questions. And I want to pass on this information for all of our listeners and all of our campers who are wondering, possibly what's going on. I can tell you that I'm pleased that I can give you some tidbits of information about what's happening next year right here on Everything EHC. You heard it from me. Here I go. You ready? So, summer programming, and that includes some family camps, blind babies. We got adults with developmental disabilities. Then we have the youths and the teens in a music camp. With that being said, that summer programming is on target for 2018. There might be some adjustments in the schedule, but as far as I got from Tony, they are trying to be ready for that. Now, as far as the camp is concerned, I asked him about the pool. He said, yes, there's a pecking order of things that have to get done before we can have camp ready to go, and the pool is one of them. So for those of you who are wondering, we know that there was some destruction down at the pool. Will the pool be open this summer? At this point, the answer would be most likely. Okay, so we'll go with that. Now, I also asked him with the cabins in lower camp burned, how are we going to... what's going on with the youths and the teens? And he mentioned possibly bringing on some temporary housing, or maybe even using upper camp. That hadn't been fully decided yet. We were just talking loosely about that. That will be figured out. You youths and teens will probably have a very unique summer the year after the Great Fire. How about that? Okay, so that's a little bit of tidbits of information about what's happening this summer. Of course, they're on target for releasing the schedules around the end of February or so and letting people know when they can sign up for the programming. Again, don't forget you can go donate so that all of this can happen easier and faster. Nice. Okay. So how about the far future for, camp? I asked him, they're going to rebuild the cabins down below. Yes. Are they going to be updated? Yes. The answer was yes. Are they going to have air conditioning? He laughed and said no, but rebutted by saying that there could possibly be some built-in air movement or fans available. I also would imagine that there will be more outlets for all of your devices. It's the little things. It's the rebuilding. You get what I'm saying? It can kind of be reinvented, if you will, which is something that has been talked about a little bit. So far future, they are going to rebuild. They're going to try to get things, you know, ready to go for this summer and think about the longevity of camp once again. All right. So good for the Lighthouse. And thank you to them and Tony Fletcher and people like Chris Boyd and Janet and Donnie Lay, who are already back up there. And of course, George Wurzel, who we heard two shows from here at our podcast, all who love camp, as well as our loved Linda Fonseca. I'm sure she'll be back up there soon as well. But let's get to the future of everything EHC now, as we're getting close to the end of this final show. Happy New Year! All right, so I am officially going to announce that I will not be the full-time enrichment area leader for 2018, which is totally okay. It's time to hand the baton to somebody else and let them bring their magic to Enchanted Hills Camp. However, I plan on being what I would call a heavy volunteer, trying to hit all of the major sessions and continue everything EHC 2.0. All right. I have a new format. I have a new idea. I have a new place where we're going to be doing everything EHC on Enchanted Hills Camp this summer. That is the goal. Again, we still have several months before things can happen, and a lot can give between now and then. So no promises, but the goal, once again, is to readjust the format and come back strong in 2018 with our Everything EHC programming. With that being said, in an effort to finish up all of the 2017 magic that happened at Enchanted Hills Camp, I am going to announce now that on January 26th, we will be finishing up all of 2017 Enchanted Hills Camp music and inspiration with the release of the music of EHC 2017 with the help of my buddies Just Josh Lintz and, of course, Lawrence Brown III. We will be releasing some new music, something to look forward to, some tributes, and we are trying very hard to be ready for a two-song download where all of the donations will go to rebuilding OJ Radio. Once again, we are trying really hard to make that happen, and it's a strong possibility, so I'm just going to say no promises, but there's most likely going to be a studio original songs that you'll be able to download for a small fee, and all of those proceeds will go to rebuilding OJ Radio. Are you into that? Is that something that you would do? We love OJ Radio, right? OJ Radio. All right, that's happening Friday, January 26th is the release, yes, of the music of Enchanted Hills Camp 2017. All right, so there you go. Now, going to look at my notes here. Next, I want to mention that in Tony's podcast, of which we just posted here today, Happy New Year. He mentions, I left it in, I left the edit in, that he mentions a shout out to the party that he will be having for his 20th year this next summer, and that has been canceled. I just wanted to mention that. And of course, George talks about some activities that were supposed to happen in November that obviously didn't happen, and things are, you know, set back a little bit on that stuff, but rebuilding is happening, and well, EHC will once again be the place to be. So from the very, very top, I would just like to start by saying that after all of the drama and all of the things that have happened, not only in my own life, but at Enchanted Hills Camp, I just am pleased to be able to continue to be a part of the history of Enchanted Hills Camp. And I'd like to just start at the top at with Brian Bashan, the Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco. You guys are doing a great job. Tony Fletcher and his team of people, which I would include as Takara Burrell, Will Butler, Renee, the photographer. You got just so many people who are involved. Kathy Abrahamson, as well as just, a whole team of people there in San Francisco that make Enchanted Hills special. And then, you know, at Enchanted Hills, we mentioned George Wurzel and, of course, Chris Lawyer, or Chris Boyd, as we call him. The site staff that were there, we're gonna say Janet and Donnie Lay. We owe you probably more than one podcast, because we have a lot of questions for you as regarding all of this information. They are our site manager, husband and wife team up there. They're already back at camp, you know, just working as hard as they can to bring camp back to life. So a big shout out and lots of love to them. Linda Fonseca, all of the full-time team members from all over the world, all over the United States, the paid team members, the volunteers, the full-time volunteers, the volunteers that come up just for the different sessions that we've talked about. I'd like to thank them. I'd like to thank all of Everything EHC's guests this year, as well as all you listeners for tuning in to find out what's going on in Enchanted Hills. It's been an honor and a privilege to be a part of something so wonderful, and I hope very much to be able to continue this process and to archive so many of these wonderful things, wonderful people, wonderful ideas, thought processes, likes and dislikes. I could go on and on. It was an amazing, amazing year. So here we are, getting ready to cross the threshold into 2018. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Everything EHC. Thank you, Maceo.net. I'd like to finish by saying, everybody have a great new year. And in a couple weeks, a month or so, I don't know, a little while, maybe we'll kick off another episode with more information as regards what's happening at Enchanted Hills Camp. The song that you hear at the beginning of everything EHC podcast is one of my own instrumental tunes, and we've been hearing at the beginning over and over again 71 times. I used it as the soundtrack. I'm going to end with just that song, which is off my latest release. About one of my buddies, Twiggler Cunningham. You can check that out at maceo.net and listen to the rest of the record there, and his journey from the glacier to the sea. So please enjoy this second track from that album, and please, everybody, have a great new year, and we look forward to Everything Enchanted Hills Camp next year. This is Maceo signing off. Thank you for listening, and Happy New Year.